All right, everybody, welcome to another deep dive today. And this one's a little different. We are talking AI, but not the kind of AI that's going to like write you a poem or, you know, book your next vacation. Although it can do that too.
That's right.
We're talking about AI in government.
Yeah, it's interesting you should say that actually, because it does feel like everyone's talking about AI these days. But what we're interested in is how it's actually being used and more importantly, how it should be used by government agencies.
Which is a huge question, right? Because it's like we woke up one morning and suddenly we've got this incredibly powerful tool and everybody's trying to figure out what to do with it.
Exactly. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the implications, the ethics. You know, what are the potential consequences, both good and bad? And how do we make sure that we're using this technology responsibly, particularly when it comes to things like public services and, you know, people's lives?
It's a huge responsibility. And I think that's what I find so fascinating about this whole topic. It's not just like, oh, cool, new tech. It's like, no, this has the potential to really impact all of our lives. And that's where I think the GovAI Coalition is doing such important work.
I think they really are. They're like, you know, creating a roadmap for governments to navigate this whole AI landscape.
Okay. And what I love about them is they didn't just come out of nowhere. They actually emerged organically from the city of San Jose's own experience trying to grapple with these AI governance questions. I mean, imagine you're a city leader and suddenly you've got all these AI tools at your fingertips. It's exciting, but it's also a little terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what they realized was that they weren't alone in this and that other cities and government agencies were facing the same challenges. So they decided to team up and figure it out together.
And that's how the GovAI Coalition was born. I mean, they've got over 350 agencies now sharing best practices, resources. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, and the best part is they're not just talking of this stuff in theory.
Mm-hmm.
They've got practical tools like templates for writing AI policies, evaluating vendors. It's all very hands-on.
Which is so important because, you know, we can talk about the ethics of AI all day long, but at the end of the day, governments need practical guidance on how to actually implement this stuff responsibly.
Absolutely. And it's not about replacing people with algorithms, right?
Right.
It's about using AI to augment human capabilities.
Right.
You know, it's like giving city employees superpowers.
Okay. Now that's an image I can get behind superpowered city employees using AI for good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that balance between innovation and responsibility. And that's a big part of what AI governance is all about.
Well said. All right, so we've talked about the why. Now let's dig into the what. What are some of the ways that governments are actually using AI right now? Because I was reading through the GovAI materials and I was blown away by some of the use cases they highlighted.
Oh, me too. There's some really incredible stuff happening.
I mean, who wouldn't want to live in a city that can predict wildfires using AI like they're doing in San Diego? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a game changer. They're using AI to analyze weather patterns, vegetation data, even historical fire data to predict where and how quickly wildfires might spread. It's all about being proactive and keeping people safe.
And it's not just about, you know, these big dramatic things like natural disasters.
Right.
They're also using AI for things like optimizing airport Wi-Fi.
Which sounds kind of mundane, but
I know, but it makes a huge difference for travelers.
Huge difference, right. It's those small things that can have a big impact on people's everyday lives.
Absolutely. And I love that they're also using AI to help city council members analyze those massive documents they have to go through. Because let's be real, nobody has time to read through thousands of pages.
It's true.
So using AI to help summarize and pull out key information.
It's like having a super-powered research assistant.
Exactly. And it frees up human brain power for more important things, like strategic thinking and decision-making.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Couldn't agree more. So we're starting to see the real-world impact of AI in government. But as with any powerful tool, there are always potential downsides and ethical considerations that we need to address.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this conversation so important. It's not just about the cool things we can do with AI. It's about making sure we're doing them responsibly and ethically.
And that's where things get really interesting, right? Because it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of what AI can do.
Totally.
But we also need to be thinking about the potential risks and unintended consequences.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, we're so focused on the can we that we forget to ask, should we?
Exactly. And that's something that the GovAI Coalition really emphasizes. It's not just about adopting AI. It's about adopting it responsibly and ethically.
Right. And a big part of that is transparency. You know, being able to understand how these systems work, how decisions are being made so we can identify and mitigate potential biases.
Because AI is only as good as the data it's trained on, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if that data is biased, then the AI system is going to be biased too. which can lead to some really unfair and even harmful outcomes.
And that's something I read about in the Gove AI materials that really stuck with me. It's so important to carefully define the problem you're trying to solve with AI before you even start building anything.
Oh, absolutely. Because if you don't really understand the problem you're trying to solve, you're going to end up with a solution that either doesn't work or, even worse, creates new problems.
It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
AI is a tool, and like any tool, it needs to be used for the right job.
Right. And that takes careful planning and a deep understanding of the context.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not just about throwing AI at every problem and hoping for the best. It's about being strategic and thoughtful in how we apply this technology.
And it also requires ongoing monitoring and evaluation, right? Mm. Because AI systems aren't static. They're constantly learning and evolving.
Exactly. It's not a one-and-done situation. You need to be constantly checking in, making sure the system is still working as intended, and making adjustments as needed.
It's like having a garden. You can't just plant the seeds and walk away. You need to water them, weed them, and make sure they're getting enough sunlight.
I love that analogy. It's so true. And it really highlights the fact that AI governance is an ongoing process. It's not just about implementing a technology. It's about fostering a culture of responsible innovation.
Which I think is a really important point, because it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we as a society choose to use it.
Exactly. And that requires a collective effort. We all need to be informed and engaged in the conversation about AI governance.
And that's where I think the Gove AI Coalition is doing such important work by making these resources accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. They're really committed to transparency and collaboration, which is so refreshing to see.
So we've talked about the importance of responsible AI governance, but how can everyday citizens actually get involved in this conversation?
Well, for starters, check out the Gove AI Coalition's website. They've got a ton of information available, online case studies, policy templates, even a glossary to help demystify some of the technical jargon.
It's like they've created a one-stop shop for all things AI governance.
Exactly. And they also have their upcoming summit, which is a great opportunity to hear from experts and connect with other folks who are passionate about this topic.
So there are definitely ways to get involved, even if you're not a tech expert.
Absolutely. Everyone has a role to play in shaping the future of AI.
Well said. It really feels like we're at this crossroads right now with AI. Like, we can see this incredible potential, but also these potential pitfalls.
Yeah, it's a powerful tool. And like with any powerful tool, we need to be careful how we use it.
Exactly. And that's why I'm so glad that organizations like the Gove AI Coalition exist, because they're really leading the charge on responsible AI governance.
They are. And they're doing a great job of making this information accessible to everyone, not just, you know, the techies or the policymakers.
Which is so important, because at the end of the day, this is about all of us. It's about the kind of future we want to create with this technology.
Exactly. And the choices we make today are going to have a huge impact on that future.
So for our listeners out there who are feeling inspired to learn more about AI governance, what would you recommend as a good starting point?
Well, I definitely say check out the Gove AI Coalition's website. Like we've been saying, they have a ton of great resources available online.
They do. It's really impressive, actually, how much information they have.
Yeah, they've got case studies, policy templates, even like a glossary of terms just to help you wrap your head around all the jargon.
It's like AI governance for dummies.
Pretty much, but in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, it's written in a way that's easy to understand, even if you're not a tech expert.
Exactly. And I think that's so important, because we need everyone to be part of this conversation, not just the experts.
Absolutely. The more informed we all are, the better equipped we'll be to make sure that AI is used for good.
Well said. Well, I have to say, this deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening.
It has been really interesting.
I feel like I learned so much about a topic that I honestly didn't know that much about before.
Well, that's what these deep dives are all about, right?
It is. It's about going beyond the headlines and really digging into these complex issues.
And hopefully inspiring our listeners to do the same.
Absolutely. So to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI governance. We hope you found it informative and engaging. And remember, the future of AI is not predetermined. It's up to all of us to shape it.